Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, they say 3 glasses of milk a day, no, doesn't keep the doctor away, although I wish it would, but it definitely can keep dementia away. See, why do you guys always try to keep the doctor away? I'm sick of this. Everyone's like, well, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. No, we don't. You like us? Are we really that annoying? Really? No. 3 glasses of milk a day could keep dementia away. Very, very cool study. We're going to talk about that. And quit being so mean. There's also a connection between autism and gut bacteria. Maybe it's not the fear that we have of cell phones or vaccines or walking by a microwave that apparently are myths when we're concerned of, you know, pregnant women exposing their kids and unfortunately getting autism. No, those are myths. But maybe it could be a part of the gut bacteria. And there's a study that we're going to discuss on that. We're also going to talk about a better, healthier chocolate. I love chocolate. I could just, you know, there's supposed to be a shortage, remember, in 2030. There is. So what, we got 15 years to stock up. I'm already stocking up. I have been eating chocolate every day. This is how I'm gonna be preparing for the chocolate shortage. I'm gonna be eating chocolate so much that I can't look at it and I can't stand it. Back in the 80s when gummy bears came out, I ate so many gummy bears that it took decades until I could eat another gummy bear. That's how sick I got of it. So that's how I'm planning the whole chocolate shortage that's being predicted. Pretty scary, scary stuff. We're also going to talk about how obesity, smoking, drinking, depression, not only are you afflicted with so much just dealing with those 4 things, now they're all linked to low back pain. All right, so how fun is that? And then we're going to talk about Google cars. Apparently these Google self-driving cars may have airbags on the outside of them. Yep, because obviously they're self-driving, so you don't need airbags for the inside, but what about for the outside? So as you can see, we're going to talk about that. So we are very, very busy today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I can't stand milk. I've never liked milk. Maybe if I could put some Nestle Quick into it and make it chocolate milk, but for the most part, no, I don't like milk. Unfortunately, or fortunately for those of you who are milk lovers, drinking 3 glasses of milk a day could help stave off diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. A new U.S. study shows a link between milk consumption and higher levels of glutathione. Now, remember what glutathione is? It's an antioxidant that kind of helps protect the brain, and it minimizes damage to our brain cells when there's free radicals. And free radicals are those destructive group of atoms that are kind of byproducts of metabolism. So your body metabolizes the junk, can start irritating the body, and the antioxidants help fight these free radicals. That's kind of how that all works. We've talked about it on the show, but many of you kind of just, you know, fall asleep. And honestly, people, the show's a little bit more exciting than that. Anyway, the study was carried out by the University of Kansas Medical Center by Associate Professor of Neurology, In-Yong Chow, and Deborah Sullivan, Professor and Chair of Dietetics and Nutrition. I always thought that was interesting when somebody was called a chair, you know? I am the chair of the department. So people just sit on you. That's not really fun. Chair, I would think you would use the word podium. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, he holds a chair. You know, it's, I don't know. Chair's not that exciting, but podium or chariot, that sounds fancy. But it's fancy nonetheless. Dr. Sullivan said, we have long thought of milk as being very important for your bones and muscles, and now it could be important for your brain. 60 adults enrolled in the study were asked about their diets in the days leading up to brain scans to look at glutathione in the brain. And the researchers found that those who had drunk milk recently had more glutathione in their brain. Three glasses a day, guys. They're the ones that had the highest levels, according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Now, this oxidative stress causing diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, that's something we don't want to hear. Okay, we know that our bodies are going to have damage and buildup. Look at our cars. Look at our plumbing. There's always deposits. There's always damage and buildup, etc. But I got to tell you, this could be a phenomenal, this could be really a phenomenal, not I don't want to use the word treatment, but adjunct to treatment. And it's very easy to test. Okay, you just look at, you know, a bunch of people with Alzheimer's, then you interview the families if they were milk drinkers. And if the majority of people with Alzheimer's hated milk, and people that drink milk are still doing fine well into their 90s, 100s, etc., without dementia or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, then you drink the milk. It's pretty simple. I mean, I don't think they have to spend a lot of money on that. We could go to nursing homes. It should be a fairly easy study. All right. So, instituting milk. I don't know how to recommend getting milk. You know what I mean? You could add milk to your coffee. Didn't they have a study that people that drink coffee had less dementia? I'm wondering if it's because of the milk. A study from Oxford University suggested milk drinking might mitigate the neurological damage that could be leading to Alzheimer's because of the vitamin B12. If there's B12 in milk. So then the next suggestion would be, okay, are we checking our B12 levels? I always do. Anybody that has any sort of neurological issue, I check B12 because B12 deficiency manifests in a lot of neurological symptoms and neurological diseases. Many of you have asked why your doctor doesn't routinely check B12. Again, it's not a part of a regular physical panel, but I think it's extremely important. Knowing if you're B12 deficient, very important. Many vegetarians and vegans are concerned. They come in going, I've got to watch my B12. But I got to tell you, I don't think I've had one vegetarian or vegan low in B12. Because, again, they're eating very, very healthy. They're still getting their vitamins. But it's not a bad thing to check, so I would recommend that. I wouldn't be surprised if there's also some more studies on vitamin D. And, again, milk. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you suffer from smoking, drinking, depression, obesity, but on top of all that, you also seem to suffer from low back pain, and we're finding that many of them are now interrelated. If you have lower back pain that is not explained by a spinal problem, according to Dr. Scott Chemery, an orthopedic surgeon with Summa Health System in Akron, Ohio, maybe it has to do with obesity, alcohol abuse, smoking, and depression. You know, I see this a lot. People will come in and they will have pains and we'll do tests on them and we can't find out what it is. And then, you know, I just kind of move a little laterally, talk about what could be going on. We deal with their stress, their depression, their anxiety. And lo and behold, when I see them back and they're feeling better, what happened to the back pain? Oh, it went away. Somatic complaints. We call them somatic complaints, where you're feeling things that may have objective findings, may not, but a lot of somatic complaints come with depression, come with the agitation you get with smoking, or the agitation you get from drinking or smoking, etc., or lack of drinking. And so, you know, they say of all these risks, obesity is probably the most associated with back pain, because it does stress your joints. And so when you decrease obesity, you could hopefully decrease back pain. Once I started losing weight, my knees felt a hell of a lot better. My feet felt better. You know, I mean, the lighter you could be, the better. That's just plain and simple. Yes, slim people need hip replacements. We're seeing a huge jump rise in middle-aged people needing hip replacements. Also we're having more and more obesity in middle age. We used to be younger. We used to be more active. We exercised more. For depression contributes to pain. All right. Now, I see a lot of people with low back pain becoming depressed from that. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? All right. You have back pain. Back pain is miserable. You can't go outside. You can't relax. You can't sleep. You can't get comfortable. Difficult to have sex. So, of course, you're going to get depressed. Or you need to take medication for the back pain and for the joint pain and issues. And those medicines, narcotics, could cause you to be depression. So that's definitely related. So why would this even be an issue? Apparently the findings were presented this week at the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons annual meeting in Las Vegas. What? I wasn't invited. Apparently Dr. Shemery looked at 26 million people, 1.2 million of which had low back pain. Overall, 4% suffered from, the condition of low back pain, which I think is actually an underestimation. There's a lot of people out there suffering from back pain. Some of us suffer from it, and we don't think we do. When we're interviewed, we're like, no, I'm fine. I don't have pain. Low back pain was most common among smokers, alcohol-dependent drinkers, obese people, and those suffering from depression, 19%. So while we in medicine are trying to figure out how to save money and how to treat everybody easier and more expeditiously, then we need to look at what else could be going on. We've started to shy away from the depression aspect of things. All right? People are in pain. They want treatment now. We may not see this person again because they're losing their health insurance. Fix them now. And depression is not a fix it now. Depression is something where, well, if I start them on a medication, I need to follow with them and I need to follow through and I need to, you know, watch them. Medicine is different now. A lot of doctors that can see patients long term can still do what they're trained to do. But here I am as a family doctor. I'm starting to notice a whole different scenario, whole different, healthcare world that we're in right now, where it's almost resembling my ER and urgent care days. Doctor, I'm losing my insurance in 2 weeks. So I don't know if you want to start me on a cholesterol medicine or a diabetes medicine or a depression medicine. Just get me something now for my pain. Get me something now for my energy. And then when I get insurance again next year, I'll come back. And, yeah, I was an ER doc, and I have a lot of urgent care experience, et cetera. I'm family practice trained, but I worked in the ER for at least a year, and some of the best education I had. But I don't like not being a family doctor in terms of treating a patient. And I can't tell you how many people have anxiety or depression, and they come in to see me going, look, I either don't have insurance or I won't have insurance, or I don't have stable insurance. And, or my insurance is so bad because of the deductible that just give me my Xanax or my Valium and we'll deal with a longer term treatment later. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I had a patient who was breastfeeding the other day that came in and said she wanted Valium, for anxiety, but she's breastfeeding. And I don't give those medicines to breastfeeders. And so, because again, I don't want the babies, unfortunately being exposed. And so when, you know, but I don't want to take something every day. I don't have time to come in. I don't have, why does that cause us doctors to have to treat people differently? You know, what I think is the healthiest and the safest and the management I should provide and the way you should go apparently is not being an option anymore. So now here we are with back pain. Somebody coming in with back pain, I should be prescribing physical therapy or chiropractic or evaluations by either an orthopedic doctor or a pain management doctor. I should be prescribing weight loss and stretching and yoga and massage. Yet my patients don't want that. A lot of my patients come in and say, look, just give me a pain pill. I'll deal with it later. I don't have the time to go to a physical therapist. I don't want massage. I don't have time for a yoga class. And this is why we are going to have more of a healthcare crisis than you've ever thought, because we are now treating people half-assed. And I don't like to do it that way. And I tell them, I go, look, I know you're in pain, so here's a pain medicine, but I don't want you just coming in once a month for pain medicine. I'd like to manage what's going on and figure out why this is happening, because you have low back pain now, you could have knee pain, hip pain later. No, doctor, I'll see you when I can. So I'm starting to turn into an urgent care doctor again. People coming in just for what they need, and then they'll follow up with whomever, whenever. And it's very, very frustrating. Something a little less frustrating, we do have some good news. Apparently the House okays a bipartisan Medicare doc bill, they're calling it, where they are going to hopefully permanently stop these Medicare cuts. The vote was 392 to 37 in the House. It came from a package that, is a huge victory for doctors, Republicans, and Democrats combined. It is now going to be shifted to the Senate. I don't know what else is in the bill. Now, a lot of times when a bill gets rejected, it's because there's also a bunch of crap that is kind of snuck in there that has nothing to do with health care or Medicare, et cetera. So I don't know much about the bill per se. But the idea of finally stopping these Medicare cuts is going to help everybody. You know, I never ask you guys to feel sorry for the doctor. I don't need anybody's pity, okay? I feel very, very blessed to be able to do what I do, to have the knowledge I have, to have been able to get the student loans, to put myself through school, and to be able to be employed as a waitress while I was going to school to make ends meet. I feel very blessed, okay? So don't worry, I'm not asking anybody to feel sorry for us. However, what you need to realize is when we have these things happen in the news, okay, that have to do with Medicare cuts, etc., it does affect you guys, all right? I mean, look how difficult it's gotten to, you know, see a Medicare provider. Why? Because many doctors are dropping Medicare because they're sick and tired of these drops. I mean, inflation goes up. Minimum wage and wages of workers go up. Costs of rent and costs of supplies are going up. And the only thing going down is what medical providers are getting paid. That's ridiculous. Food prices have gone up. Gas has gone up over time. Housing prices have gone up. But the only thing going backwards, right, is medical. And it's, of course, people don't want to go into medicine when they see that kind of stuff. Seeing doctors financially struggle after putting all those years in college, there's other ways to make money. Now, I told you I helped train a lot of the students on interviews and how to interview to get into medical school, et cetera. And many times in the interview, you get, you know, posed the question, well, if you really want to help people, why don't you become a nurse? Why a doctor? You know, is it because of the money? And, you know, sometimes the student's like, I told them, I go, look, you answer that question as, trust me, there's a lot of other, you know, fields out there where you can make a hell of a lot more money than medicine and a lot less schooling. So, I don't think money would be the main drive now. You know, security, yes, autonomy, yes, but it's definitely not the high-paying field it once was. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have Tom on the line from Westminster. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hi, Doctor. I'm good. How are you today?
Excellent. Excellent. What's going on?
I enjoy your show. You make me laugh often.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
In the first hour and continuing on in this hour, you related your concern over mental disorders and your cautious prescribing of drugs such as narcotics and benzos, and given their potential for abuse, that's certainly commendable and understandable. However, what I've got to take issue with you is your apparent view that these meds, and correct me if I'm wrong, are of great concern with bizarre, crazy, psychotic behavior like crashing planes and such.
No. No. I never made that connection. No, we talked about the plane separately. No. Apparently the FAA, I guess, has had rules. When I was going through the psychiatric rules of, or the, I guess, the criteria for the, I guess, medical providers that are screening people, they have to look at their medications, and I believe certain medications are not allowed to be taken by pilots. I personally don't think these medications cause that. In fact, I've used those medications to treat it. So I apologize. I was reading off of a website that was talking about what the doctors had to screen for before they allowed a pilot to be cleared.
Right. Well, that's why I called. I just wanted to understand what it was that you were saying. Mm-hmm. However, in that same vein, I do think that there's cause for alarm with certain types of medications, and those are medications that are often found in the medicine cabinets of people who end up doing crazy things, such as SSRIs, antipsychotics like Depakote, which is also, I believe, an anti-seizure medication. Mm-hmm. Tricyclics. You've got medications like bupropion, which mm-hmm. affects dopamine levels and norepinephrine levels in the brain, causing people, at least according to their inserts from the manufacturer, to have hallucinations and really to... it lays out in their literature a lot of crazy things that are listed as side effects. And these medications oftentimes are prescribed for smoking cessation, seasonal affective disorder. Mm-hmm. I understand that there are certain major depressive issues where sometimes you have to be monitored and take a chance on some of these medications. But I find that when I hear doctors talk about being so very cautious about prescribing narcotic medications, which really are a godsend for people who are in severe pain and haven't found relief with other methods, and are increasingly becoming harder to get because people are abusing them. It's very frustrating when doctors don't talk about the plethora of other medications that are actually much more dangerous, and it's not something that's even debatable. The manufacturers themselves list just how dangerous these things are, and I'm wondering if mm-hmm, when you mm-hmm. prescribe these medications, if you exercise the same caution.
That's a great question.
Prescribing narcotics.
Exactly. Are doctors exercising the same caution with these other medicines as they are? In fact, they are. The media has given a lot of attention to narcotics because the lawsuits that have ensued with pharmacies, with doctors losing licenses, and so many medical providers are being bombarded with these cries from the media that doctors need to stop writing these medications. Now, narcotics are prescribed more often than the antidepressants and anti-anxiolytics in many practices, because many internists and family docs are a lot more comfortable managing pain than they are psychiatric disorder. And so a flip problem we have with this, Tom, is we don't have enough doctors gutsy enough to treat and put a person on an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medication. And there's now this growing argument that maybe the reason why we have so much mental illness is a lot of doctors are like, you know what, let me just give you a Xanax because I don't know much about the bipolar disorder medication, or the mood stabilizer, so let me just give you a Xanax and, you know, boot you to a psychiatrist that doesn't have an opening for 4 months. So as you could see, Tom, it's pretty convoluted.
That when it comes to treating pain, that it's much safer to provide an opioid to an individual, especially someone who is older, in their 40s, has not had a history of addiction. You know from the studies that someone is very unlikely to become an addict in their 40s when they've had no history of abuse of substances. And when it comes to saying, well, you know what, I'd rather not risk the liability and deal with the DEA looking at my records. I'm going to prescribe something like bupropion, which can cause hallucinations and all this other.
No, I don't know, but Tom, you're kind of implying that doctors, you know, will not treat somebody's pain and try to give them an antidepressant instead. No, not entirely. Okay, doctors will give narcotics. However, as you could see, I believe in New York, now in the emergency room, they're only allowed to give, I guess, a couple days worth. I mean, now there's all these restrictions. So even if a doctor wants to give somebody a bottle of 120 Lortab because they feel it will help them manage their pain, we can't. So it's not even afraid that we're just afraid of lawsuits. We're starting to get bombarded with the, you know, restrictions of, okay, look, you need to validate and justify why you are giving that many pills of narcotic, and you're not trying to get the person into physical therapy. You're not trying to get the person into pain management. Why aren't you allowing a pain management specialist who knows about narcotics and patches and injections and, you know, to get involved with the person's care? For me, if I stop a prescription at 30 pills, it's not because I want the person to be in pain. It's because I'm giving them enough pills to get them time to get an MRI, to get them in with the specialist, to get them in with the pain doctor, and then if they don't, I see them again and I give them another refill. I'm supposed to have a documented visit for every prescription. I also have to document that the body part was examined, because there are police, undercover agents, going into doctor's offices and busting doctors who are giving out pain pills without going through all these criteria. But we don't have undercover cops doing sting operations on Wellbutrin. You see? So as you can see, it's not a personal preference. You have doctors trying to navigate these bullets being shot at them. These, you know, and it puts our patients and people like you, me, et cetera, as a patient, more at risk, because this is how doctors have to practice medicine.
Talking to an undercover narcotics agent, and I'm retired now, but I can tell you this, doctors were never on my radar. As far as myself and my unit was concerned, what happens between a patient and their doctor is just that, between the patient and their doctor. Now, if that patient decides to take advantage of that relationship and involve other people on the street by selling their prescriptions, well, that's when I get involved. Now, what's happening now, I think, is an absolute outrage, and I think it does the public and the people who are in need of medication a great disservice. And I think it's a great insult to you as a professional and every other doctor who allows these bureaucrats and undercover narcotics agents to come in and dictate to you as a professional who knows a lot more than we do about these medications.
Tom, you're sweet. Tom, thank you. We're coming up on break. That's what I've been saying. I got licensed. My medical board is who I have to justify things to, not to everybody else. I agree, because I was trained. Thank you, Tom. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. And thank you, Tom, for your service as well, being an officer.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael sends us a link. You could also reach us at drdahlia.com. And he says, I don't know what you both are talking about. Doctors need to be policed like anybody else. And he sends me this article on doctors aren't the only healthcare providers that are investigated by the FBI. Okay, I understand, Michael, what you're talking about. I'm not saying doctors, and I don't think the other caller, Tom, meant that people don't need to be police. I think what Tom's comment was is, doctors are so afraid of writing narcotics, yet there's other medications we prescribe, cholesterol medicine, blood pressure medicine, antidepressants, etc. Those things have risks. Why aren't we exercising the same caution? And my answer was, we actually do. I mean, we do. It's just the media is, brings the narcotic attention more to light. But, you know, the idea of, you know, a doctor cautiously writing the statin medication isn't newsworthy. So we put that to rest. In terms of my comment on, I want to, my job is to, gosh, why can't I think of that word? You know, when you have to, what's the word? Account. You know, I have to account to the medical board. All right. The medical board is the one that licensed me. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, I have no problem. It's been inbred that whatever we do, we need to make sure our medical board approves. I can't stand the fact that we also have to make sure we get the approval of, you know, everybody else when I'm the one that went to medical school. Right? I'm the one that was trained. And so I could understand why the phone caller, Tom, had said, you know, look, why are all these other factors causing doctors to not doctor? All right, you know, if a pain pill is what's best for a patient, then why can't the doctor prescribe it? Now, can I though say pain narcotics are not the best way to treat low back pain or arthritis, etc.? I think it's very important for somebody having pain and chronic pain to be appropriately treated, which is why I do prescribe them, but I don't prescribe them at great lengths. I get them into the hands of a pain management doctor or a specialist that can deal with the back or the disc or the sciatica or the herniation or the stenosis or whatever is the problem. Okay? And I understand this country, especially with the whole Obamacare and the way our healthcare system is, they don't want doctors just prescribing medications. They also don't want doctors digging deep because that costs a lot of money also. In terms of what Michael sent, in terms of doctors being visited by undercover agents, it says here in New York, undercover agents repeatedly obtain prescriptions for narcotics from a doctor in exchange for cash. According to the New York Attorney General, the physician was paid $1.4 million for prescription drugs between 2011 and 2012. According to the allegations, the doctor charged between $250 and $300 for each office visit where he wrote prescriptions for painkillers. And then the doctor and his wife were also charged with failing to pay taxes on the cash they collected from patients for prescriptions. This is ridiculous. This is what makes doctors look bad, and this is what turns around and hurts you as patients. That's ridiculous. All right? I mean, if that's true, apparently they say this is from thehealthfirm.com, a California physician was arrested after selling narcotics to an undercover agent. The physician was out on bail and then arrested again for selling other controlled substances. And, you know, I'm kind of baffled that doctors would go through the pain. And you know, only until recently, doctors didn't have to do the 36-hour shifts. But to go through that and to blow your career after all that money and time and hours spent to blow it all for getting some cash for pills, you'd be the biggest gosh darn idiot out there. And those guys shouldn't be practicing. If you are exploiting patients or taking advantage by using your medical degree to get medications that you are selling for cash, okay, you are exploiting people. That should be policed. I don't have a problem with that, you know, being stopped. That's ridiculous. Where it's concerning is when you have phony patients coming into the office asking for medications, and if you don't, let's say, examine, for example, if somebody says they have back pain and neck pain and knee pain and elbow pain and shoulder pain, and you examine four of the five body parts, are you going to get in trouble for that? Okay? That's when it starts getting frustrating. All right? You know, we don't need any more crap to deal with on our plate. Okay, as long as we in good faith are showing that we're examining the patient and we are using some sort of discretion when we prescribe medications, that should be, appreciated, should we say. If that's the right word I'm looking for. You guys know the words better than I. You speak better than I do. So, you know, I'm not saying nobody needs to be policed, but I also needed to correct our caller in terms of narcotics aren't the only ones we sit there and hold our breath before prescribing. All right. When we have to write anti-seizure medications, when we have to write blood pressure medications, when we have to write heart medications, you know, we understand the gravity of these things, which is why we get so much pharmacology in school. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Let's talk about some healthy chocolate. This is exciting. All right. A team of African scientists and researchers have figured out a way to make chocolate better for us. Now, chocolate is my favorite food ever, all right? Now, they have health benefits, right? They've got antioxidants, flavonoids, etc. And chocolate has been found, the dark, dark, dark chocolate, to lower risk of stroke, boost mood, and potentially serve as brain food. But many of the cocoa beans' natural benefits get lost in the chocolate-making process and adding the milk and the sugar, etc. So there's a new process being created by Emmanuel Ohin Ofakwa at the University of Ghana, and he hopes to keep some of the beans' lost nutrients, including the heart-healthy antioxidant polyphenols. So cocoa beans, they say, are usually removed from their pods. They're fermented, they're dried, they're roasted in order to turn them into chocolate. His new process changes two things. It stores the cocoa beans in their pods for a longer period of time, up to 10 days, and then they slow roast the beans at a lower temperature. And they say the chocolate made from the cocoa beans that were stored had the most polyphenols and antioxidant activity. Now, we still have to talk about the sugar and the fat, etc. But any way to make this healthier, I'm for. So I'm pretty excited about that. Amen. Keep it up, brother. I'm a big fan. All right. Super Spuds may be on the menu, they say, and scientists are trying to develop a potato that is healthier and cheaper. All right. A GM Super Spud claimed by scientists are supposed to be healthier to eat, cheaper to grow, and better for the environment. Scientists at the publicly funded Sainsbury Laboratory in Norwich, being reported by Daily Mail, are hoping to develop this potato using 8 genes from other varieties. I know many of you guys get the heebie-jeebies by people playing with food, but there is a huge demand for us being able to manipulate food such that it's cheaper, bigger, can feed more people, because world starvation is something that's not going away. The added genes protect against potato blight, which costs farmers, especially in Europe, multiple millions of dollars a year. let me see. Professor Jonathan Jones, who's leading the project, is, I guess, already in negotiations with the U.S. to commercialize it out here. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. We don't know if these foods are unhealthy. We don't know with the manipulation of the food how we could be affected in the long term. But we also don't have proof that they're bad for you. So I think we need to study these more. But the manipulation of food is not going away. Right? Look, we tried to make a burger or a piece of meat in the laboratory. It cost thousands upon thousands of dollars, but we did it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 1-800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.